उनका जमा करना है।
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
آج کل کی دنیا میں ہم دیکھتے ہیں
He says that in the world today we see that we find all types of inventions
کام کی سہولت کے لیے انسان نے ایسی ایجادیں
For the benefit of work The man has invented such things that one is really surprised. And in developing of this technology, there is an important role played by this country, Singapore, as well. But he says that as it has been since the creation of the universe, whenever human beings they depend on material things, then the level of spirituality decreases. And this is exactly what we see in the world today. A large part of this world has forgotten their creator and maker Allah Ta'ala. And in the race of getting the material and worldly progress and leap, these people are trying to excel one another. And this small country, which has developed extensively, the condition in this country is also the same. While Allah Almighty has not created man only to he should be running after the beauty and the pleasures and the benefits of this world, that he should be simply running after these things. The purpose of man's creation was really a very high purpose. It was such a high and noble purpose that if a man tries to achieve that objective, then the blessings of this world he is definitely going to get, but the blessings which a person is going to get in the life to come, he is also going to get a share of that.
Kemajuan dunia pun atau nikmat-nikmat dunia pun akan diperolehnya, namun di akhirat kelak dia akan memperoleh berbagai macam keberkatan.
In the life to come, the such a person would become the owner of these blessings, and he will be able to acquire those. Allah Almighty says, mentioning the purpose of the creation of mankind, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created the jinn and the ins except for the purpose of my worship.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, yang artinya bahwa aku tidak menciptakan jin dan manusia kecuali untuk menyembah kepada-Mu.
About this matter, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has also written, and he says in commentary of this verse that Allah Almighty says that I have created jinn and human beings for the purpose that they should recognize me and they should worship me.
Menciptakan manusia itu Allah Ta'ala menciptakan manusia agar supaya manusia mengenal Sang Maha Pencipta.
So therefore, according to this verse, the real purpose of man's creation is that a man should know God Almighty, he should recognize God Almighty and worship Him, and to be entirely devoted to God Almighty. It is not possible for a human being that he should describe or get the purpose of his creation by himself. Because the human beings, they do not come to this world as a result of their own desire and will, nor they leave this world at their own will. But they are simply a creature, and Allah Almighty gave them better faculties and abilities as compared with the rest of His creation. Allah Almighty has fixed a purpose for the creation of human beings. Whether a person is able to understand this purpose or not, but the purpose of man's creation is definitely the worship of Allah and His recognition, and to be completely lost in the love of Allah.
Tujuan diciptakannya yaitu untuk menyembah kepada Allah Ta'ala dan fana di dalam wujud Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
So this is the purpose of man's creation, which has been explained by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, when Allah Almighty has explained the purpose of man's creation, and He has said that as you are coming to this world is because of my will and you will leave at my will,
yaitu datangnya manusia ke dunia ini atas kehendak Allah Ta'ala dan meninggalkan dunia ini pun atas kehendak Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
Therefore, do only those things which I have commanded you to do.
Apa yang aku telah perintahkan kepada kamu.
Aur har insaan ko brahe raast ko Khuda Ta'ala hukum nahi deta.
And Allah Almighty does not instruct each and every person directly, but according to His tradition, He has been sending His prophets to the mankind, those who were sent to various nations and people, and they have been instructing the people of their nation to submit to God Almighty and to obey the commandments of Allah.
Agar mereka tunduk pada Allah Ta'ala dan menyembah Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
Aur ye apne maqsad-e-pidaish ko samajhne aur ek khuda ke aage jhukne aur uski ibadat karne ki taleem Allah Ta'ala ne
and this instruction of worship and submitting wholly to Allah Almighty, He gave this instruction to mankind for this purpose as well, that Allah Almighty has created the human beings in the best form of creation. He has been made Ashraful Makhlukat, and His mental capabilities and spiritual capacities, they are such which make Him distinguished as compared with the rest of the creation of God Almighty. Therefore, this status of human beings requires from Him that whenever he looks at his mental and physical abilities and also looks at those blessings and benefits which he has acquired as a result of these things should not take him away from God Almighty. Rather, these things should bring him closer to God Almighty. And as a result of that, he should be able to recognize the purpose of his creation. Hazur says, as I mentioned earlier on, Allah Almighty does not instruct each and every human being through revelation. For this purpose, He has set His own tradition and His way of doing things. And that is the reformation which He brings about through the prophets and messengers who He has been sending to various people and nations. And when Allah Almighty saw that human beings on the basis of these mental and spiritual faculties that He has been enabled, that He can attain to the higher stages of spirituality, so then He sent the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the most perfect and the last book of Sharia,
di mana jasmani, akal, dan rohaninya telah mencapai tujuan yang sedemikian telah mencapai tahap sedemikian tingginya, maka Allah Ta'ala mengirimkan syariat yang terakhir melalui yang mulia Hadrat Rasulullah dan Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Aur din mukammal karne aur apni neamaton ke intaha tak pahunchne ka elan farmaya.
And He declared that He has completed the religion and He has given the highest point and culmination to all the blessings. And He declared that this is the religion which is going to remain till the end of the days, and this is the most perfect religion which has been given to them. If you keep yourself always linked with it and hold this religion very fast, then you are going to get the benefits. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also announced that after some time after his demise, then the Muslim Ummah will face a dark period. That will not be a period of darkness permanently. Rather, Allah Almighty will appoint somebody who is a very devoted lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will be sent to mankind for its reformation. And he will be such a prophet who would be a follower prophet in obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will come and he will change this period of darkness into a period of light. And he will spread the lights of spirituality among the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah, and not only among Muslims, but as a matter of fact, followers of other religions, he will be enabled by God to bring them and unite them at the hand of that promised Messiah. And he, in this age, which will be a materialistic world, he will invite the attention of the people to recognize God Almighty and to accept Him. And the greatest attention about this matter, about the advent of the promised Messiah, has been given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he has mentioned about these things. And he has told them, his followers, that even if you have to cross the glaciers of ice, still you go to him and convey my salam to that Imam Mahdi. Because he is the stalwart of Allah, who in this period of darkness, when the mankind has forgotten their Creator, then he is the one who, according to the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will be able to establish a link between you and your Creator. So that you are able to recognize the purpose of your creation. Therefore, we Ahmadis are very fortunate that Allah Almighty has enabled us that we have been able to recognize and accept this great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has been sent in this age. And we have been able to join the community of this Imam Mahdi and Masih Maud. But simply joining this community and belief in the Masih Maud al-Salatu Islam, it will only benefit us when we are really bringing about a big change in ourself, and also we love and obey Allah Almighty, who is most gracious and benevolent. And we are not unmindful of our responsibilities regarding the worship of Allah. And this glare and glamour of the modern day things would not be obscuring these things from our eyes, and we will be honestly acting upon the commandments of Allah Almighty. There are large number of commandments in Allah, in the Holy Quran, and we should be acting upon those commandments. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam has mentioned in one place that these commandments are 700 commandments. Therefore, Huzur says that an Ahmadi, after accepting the Ahmadiyyat, he should be leading his life with great sense of fear. And considering this point, that he may not be violating any commandment of Allah Almighty. Now, for example, Zur says one instruction is regarding modesty. Particularly, the ladies are instructed to observe hijab and veil. Men are also told to lower their eyes and not look towards women. Now, for ladies, this instruction is particularly given so that she should be saved from the bad influences of the atmosphere and from any danger or harm coming to her. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that modesty is a part of your faith. Now in this age, in society, in almost every country, the people have become too much relaxed and free. Men and women, they have forgotten the sense of segregation and boundaries and their limits. Mixed gatherings are there, or following the Western tradition, they wear such scanty clothes which does not cover them properly. And these are the things which are quite becoming very popular among various sections of the community everywhere.
Lalu kemudian pakaian-pakaian yang juga menunjukkan kehilangan rasa malu ini, ini telah meluas ke seluruh dunia.
This lack of modesty, actually, gradually, it removes the sense of modesty from the heart of a true believer.
Berlanjut terus-menerus, maka akhirnya saat-saat akan menghilangkan rasa malu dari kaum Muslimin.
And when a person leaves a small instruction of Allah Almighty, then gradually this feeling of obedience to all the commandments of Allah Almighty, that is no more there, and inhibition goes away, and he falls into disobedience of some of the commandments of Allah Almighty. And slowly this thing takes the person away from the requirements of worship as well. And then such a person, eventually he totally forgets the purpose of his creation. Therefore, in this age, particularly our youngsters, they have to be very, very careful. They should have this realization each and every time in their hearts that we are a member of the community of a person who was sent by God Almighty as a link between the human beings and God Almighty, as given in the glad tidings by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, if we are going to be attributed to him, if we are going to be linked with him, then we have to follow the instructions given by him. If you are going to be attributed to him, then you have to act upon the teachings and the guidance given by him. And that is the instruction, and that is the instruction which he gave, that each and every commandment of the Holy Quran, however small it may be, you have to follow all those. Allah Allah Almighty enable each and every Ahmadi to act according to this instruction. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, remember that simply getting initiated does not make any difference. Allah Almighty is not happy with simply the ritual of initiation unless you act upon the real significance of that and act according to that one. And up to that time it is simply a ritual, not the real bath. So therefore it is very essential that you try to fulfill the real requirement of this initiation that you make, and that is that you acquire the quality of righteousness and read the Holy Quran with great care and ponder over it and then act according to this one, these teachings, because this is the tradition of Allah, that Allah Almighty is not happy simply by verbal statements and claims. But Allah Almighty, in order to get His pleasure, it is very essential that we follow all the commandments given by Allah Almighty. And we should always be running away from those things which He has prohibited. And this is such a simple thing that even the human beings are not happy with simple the statements, rather they are happy with the actions. This is the difference between a true Muslim and a Muslim who is not a true Muslim. An untrue Muslim simply goes on saying certain things while he does not act according to that, and as compared to this one, the true Muslim is he who actually does according to those instructions and does not simply make claims. So therefore when Allah Almighty sees that my servant is worshipping for my sake, and for my sake he is showing kindness to my creature, then he causes his angels to descend upon him. And according to his promise, he makes a distinction between a true and an untrue Muslim. Therefore, it is responsibility of each and every Ahmadi that he should try to become a true Muslim, in the true sense of the term. And these blessings which Allah Almighty has created in this time, Allah Almighty has not stopped us from using it. All these things are actually indicating the time of the advent of Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Nikmat-nikmat duniawi, kemajuan duniawi ini merupakan salah satu tanda dari tanda-tanda kebenaran Hadrat Masih Muhammad, yaitu Hadrat Imam Mahdi alaihi salam.
Quran-e-Kareem bhi is zamane ki ijadon ki gawahi deta hai aur elan karta
hai. The Holy Quran has also given witness and mentioned these things as a witness regarding these inventions which were bound to be invented during this period of time, period of later days. And also in the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have also spoken about the inventions of this period of latter days. But an Ahmadi, as Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has mentioned, one should always be fully mindful that he should have the quality of righteousness, and just for the sake of worldly things, he should not be running after those worldly amenities and facilities. Otherwise, if an Ahmadi, in spite of becoming an Ahmadi, he does not acquire the quality of righteous, then the whole purpose of believing the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is defeated. What's the benefit of becoming such an Ahmadi that he gets the displeasure of Allah Almighty and also becomes the recipient of the displeasure of the people? Therefore, I say it once again that you are really very fortunate that you have been able to fulfill the prophecy made by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accept the promised Messiah. And you are the people who have accepted the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. Many of you have inherited this blessing of Ahmadiyyat through your parents. So therefore, some of you may not be fully realizing what were the great sacrifices which were offered by your ancestors and elders. Similarly, our pioneer missionaries, they also offered great sacrifices for the cause of Ahmadiyyat. In this country, the message of Ahmadiyyat was introduced in this country some 70-71 years ago. And the pioneer missionary who came first of all was Hazrat Maulana Ghulam Hussain Sahib Ayaz. And among the pioneer Ahmadis, as written in our history, there was this one person named Jafar, and there were some other people who were among the first members of the Jamaat here in this country. These people have actually offered great sacrifices in the early periods of Ahmadiyyat. They actually suffered beating in the way of Allah at the hand of the opponents. And as a result of the beating which they had from the hands of the opponents, they had to stay in hospital for a number of days. As a result of these great sacrifices and the efforts of these earlier pioneer Ahmadis in this country, now you are seeing all these blessings here. And this beautiful mosque which Allah Almighty has blessed you is also one of the fruits of those sacrifices of these pioneers of Ahmadiyyat in this country. The fruit of these sacrifices and efforts Allah Almighty has given us later on in this age. And apart from this, Allah Almighty has given you so many other blessings. So these sacrifices, remember it, they never go waste. And they always bear fruit. Just as the previous sacrifices, they bore fruit. Similarly, the sacrifices being offered today, they are going to bear fruits in future. This is the way of Allah. This is the promise of Allah Almighty. In the world of Ahmadiyyat, we see a great spirit of sacrifices in the whole community all over the world. And Allah Almighty will never let these sacrifices go unrewarded. In some neighboring countries, Ahmadis individually and collectively as a Jamaat, they have suffered quite a lot because of their being Ahmadis. But because of the Allah Almighty, their faith has never been shaken. For the last 1 year, in Indonesia, the Ahmadis are being treated very cruelly by the opponents of the Jamaat. But by the grace of Allah, the Ahmadis in Indonesia, they are very firmly established in their position. They are very steadfast. We are not going to repay the aggression in the same way. And we are going to always be submissive to Allah Almighty against all this injustice which is being done to the Ahmadis there in Indonesia. There are a lot of Indonesians sitting in front of me. Every Indonesian Ahmadi is a witness to the fact, is a living embodiment of the fact that these injustices and aggressions, they have not been able to effect their loyalty and devotion to the cause of Ahmadiyyat. But actually their faith in Ahmadiyyat has further strengthened and it has further increased as a result of this opposition that they have faced. Making use of this opportunity, I would like to ask all Ahmadis who are present here to give this message to all Ahmadis in Indonesia that they should be very steadfast and they should not lose heart at all. One of the distinctive features of Ahmadiyyat is that it does not take the law into their hand in order to show their reaction against any aggression committed against them. We are those people who always submit to our Allah Almighty whenever such an aggression or injustice is committed against us. We submit to Allah Almighty who has created us for His worship. We submit to Allah Almighty who said that you pray to me and I am going to listen to your prayers and accept them. Therefore, seek help from Allah Almighty. He will never let you destroy. He will never let you destroy. He will never let you destroy. Remember, you are not alone. The prayers of the International Ahmadiyya Jamaat, that is with you. The Ahmadis all over the world, they are praying for you. This is a temporary trial and it will pass away. This trial which you are facing is actually destined to grant the Jamaat more progress. Remember it that when you have accepted the Imam Mahdi and the Masih of the age, then Allah Almighty will never let your community destroyed or go waste. Because this is the promise of Allah that He is with you. You are the follower of that Masih and Mahdi who challenged his opponents in the following wording which Huzoor is going to quote. O ignorant people, was there any truthful servant of Allah who was ever perished before me that I should get perished like that? Who was such a faithful and true person who got destroyed that Allah Almighty is going to destroy me? Remember it and listen to this with open ears, that my nature is not the nature of a man who is going to be defeated or destroyed. And in my spirit and in my soul, Allah Almighty has not put any element of defeat or despair. I have been given that truth and that courage that as compared with this, even the mountains, they look insignificant. I do not care for anything. I was at one time all alone and I was quite happy in staying in that position, in that condition. Is it that Allah Almighty is going to forsake me? No, never. He will never do so. Is He going to let me go waste? No, never. He will never let me be destroyed or go waste. My opponents are going to be defeated, and those people who are jealous of me, they are going to be disappointed, and Allah Almighty is going to give prosperity to me and my followers. I am with Allah and He is with me, and there is none who can break this link between me and my God. And I swear in His name and His glory, and I do not love anything more than I love Allah Almighty. And I love the thing which I love most is that His name and His religion should be glorified all over the world. And His majesty should spread, and His name should spread all over the world. I am not afraid of any calamity or any trial by the grace of Allah Almighty. Even if it's not one trial, but millions of trials may be there, but I am not afraid of any trial because I believe in the name of Allah. In these occasions of trials and difficulties, I have been granted strength and courage by Allah Almighty. Today we are eyewitness to this thing, that in spite of all these oppositions in the past, all these winds of opposition, they have never been able to cause any damage to the cause of Ahmadiyyat at all. And they cannot do so, because Allah Almighty has given us the assurance that this community is going to be prevalent and dominant upon others till the end of the time. Therefore, I am not afraid, I am not worried that anybody, any worldly power is going to cause any damage to the community established by Allah Almighty through the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. I am not afraid of these things at all. The only thing I am worried is that no Ahmadi should not be spoiling his own life here or in the hereafter because of going away from the values of Ahmadiyyat. Therefore, every Ahmadi should remember this point very clearly in his mind, that this what Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that who was the true and loyal person, was there any true and faithful person who got destroyed, that God Almighty is going to let me destroy it? This statement, he is referring to that one. So, Huzur, referring to this one, he says that all Ahmadis, we should, whenever we claim to be an Ahmadi, we should have a link of faith, fidelity, and we should be very faithful in our link to God Almighty. And when we will have a true link with Allah Almighty, then we will become the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty in this life and the life to come. May Allah enable us to do according to this and remember it, that along with these things, worships, we should also convey the message of Islam, of the love of Allah Almighty and obedience to Him. This message should be conveyed to the all people of the world.
Suruan-suruan yang penuh kecintaan dan perdamaian dari jemaat kita ke seluruh dunia.
Because in this age and time, because the responsibility of conveying the message of the love of Allah Almighty and obedience to Allah Almighty, it has been entrusted and put on the shoulders of us, the Ahmadi members of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. This is our responsibility and entrusted to us. Therefore, while you remember all these things yourself, also try to instill these things in the hearts and minds of your progeny and your children.
Anaknya juga hal ini ditanamkan sedemikian rupa kepada anak keturunan kita sekalian.
The lives of the communities is only established when these values of sacrifices are instilled and imprinted on the minds of the future generations. By the grace of Allah, I can see a devotion and faith on the faces of all of you who are sitting in front of me at this time. May Allah go on increasing this faith and devotion. And that devotion and that faithfulness which we have with the community of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam with Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and his caliphs. Not only it should remain like that, but go on increasing. At the end, I read out a quotation from Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in which he says, that, O members of my Jamaat, may Allah be with you. May that Allah Almighty create all of you for the journey to the life to come in the same way as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam trained his followers for the journey to come. Remember it fully well that this world is insignificant. O fortunate ones, you follow that teaching with full strength and full devotion, that teaching which Allah Almighty has granted to me. Hazur says that your job is that you should be completely make yourself absorbed in devotion, attachment to the Jamaat, with piety and in prayer and your devotedness to the Jamaat. And you should shun all these habits of jealousy, of enmity, of rancor and laziness, and all these things, whether they are clearly visible or not, all these things you should abstain from that. And remember that ultimately those who are going to be successful, they are the righteous one. May Allah enable us to act upon the teachings given by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam to the end, always, and always enable us to hold fast to our faith with full steadfastness, and also enable us to convey this message to those people who have been so far been deprived, or those who have not yet received this message. May Allah enable us to convey this same message to these people.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله